Sri Trithi Bhakti Sangha Vidarbha conference call. Now we will be moving on to our next session, that is Srimad Bhagavatam, which will be given by His Grace Sanatan Dharma Prabhu. Before going to the session, I would like to hand over the call to Raj Prabhuji to give brief introduction on His Grace Sanatan Dharma Das. Hare Krishna, Raj Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your services and thank you for joining the call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Dhanava Pranam to you and all the assembled devotees. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Sri Guru and Gauranga. Here is a brief introduction for Prabhuji. His Grace, Sanatan Dharma Prabhuji, is a Brahmachari from ISKCON Pune. Prabhuji is a disciple of His Holiness, Radhanath Swami Maharaj, and has been practicing Krishna consciousness for about 20 years. Prabhuji is a B.Tech graduate from NIT Trichy and has worked as a senior manager with Tata Motors in the past. Prabhu currently serves as an area management and project development head for Pune region. He's a counselor, youth and corporate preacher, congregation preacher, secretary at Voice organization, and also a remote mentor for NVCC Pune Temple. Prabhuji knows and preaches in many languages, including English, Hindi, Tamil, Malayalam, Bengali, Marathi, Telugu, and Japanese. So this was a brief introduction for Prabhuji. Over to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. No pranam.
Thank you so much, Raj Prabhuji, for that brief introduction on His Grace Sanatan Dharma Das. So we will be moving on to the session. Prabhuji has to be here. Hare Krishna, Sanatan Dharma Prabhu.
I don't see. Who's there? Oh, yeah.
He just joined. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Give me some time to just adjust my camera.
Yeah, sure. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving us your valuable time and association. Dear devotees, will be moving on to our next session, that is Srimad Bhagavatam, which has been given by His Grace Sanatan Dharma Das. So it is from Canto 6, Chapter 3 and Text 9. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and association, and all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Please accept my humble obeisances, and as you request, we all should open our videos for the interactive session. Thank you so much. So, dear devotees, if it is possible for you, please switch on your videos so that it's comfortable for Prabhuji to talk to us.
It is not comfortable. We are not here to be comfortable. We are here to be ecstatic. Requesting all devotees, I mean it. I need all of your association. So please turn on your videos. The thing that I hate the most is black boxes. I don't like to see that. So please, so humbly requesting all devotees.
But Prabhuji, hope you like us. Only the black boxes is not.
No, coming. They'll come slowly. You have to keep convincing. It happens. And there is power of Kirtan, there is power of Harinam, everything. All right. So thank you all very much for giving me this wonderful opportunity. We would like to start with a Vaishnava song, Chaurashtakam. I'll be singing it personally. And devotees can sing along with me with your microphones switched off. All right, in your respective places. Can the co-hosts please help me with this? Chaurashtakam.
Yes. Sorry, Prabhupada, KK songs is taking a little while to load.
No problem.
प्रसीदं नवनीत चौरं गोपांगणानाचदकुलचौरं अनेकजमार्जित पापचौरं च
चौरागण्यं गुरुसन्नमानि श्रीराधिकाया हृदयस्य चौरं नवमुदश्यामलकान्तिचौरं पदश्रितनां च समस्तचौरं चौराग्रगण्यं पुरुषं नमामि अत्युष्टनीकृत्य पदाश्रितं या करोति भिक्षुं पतिगेहहीनम् केनाप्यहोभीषण चौरैत्रे दृष्टश्रुतो वा न जगत्रयेति यदीयनामपि आरत्यशेषं गिरिप्रसारणपि पपराशि आश्चर्यरूपो ननु चौरैत्रे दृष्टश्रुतो वा धनं च मानं च तदिन्द्रियाणि प्राणं च हृत्वा मम सर्वमेव पलायसे कुत्र कृतोऽद्य चौर त्वं भक्ति मया निरुद चिरत्सि गोरं यं पाशबन्धं चिनत्सि सर्वस्य समस्तबन्धं नैवात्मनो भक्तकृतं तु बन्धं मनमानसे तम सराशि घोरे कारागृहे दुःखमये निबाध न चोर हरे चिराय स्वचौर्य दोषितं त्वं कृष्ण हे प्रलय कोटि सान्तरे अपि सर्वस्व चौरं हृदयं विमोचयन् रञ्जे प्रसीदं नवनीतचौरं गोपाङ्कणाना च दुकुलचौरम् अनेकजनाधितपापचौरं चौरागणं पुरुषमानि कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा कुंज बिहारी राधा कुंज बिहारी राधा कुंज बिहारी श्री राधे जय गौरनिताय 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 श्री श्री गौरनिताय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय गुरुदेव गुरुदेव गुरुदेव
श्रील बिल्व मंगल ठाकुर पाद की जय। ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाखया
चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिन् इति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादे पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं नंदयति गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं श्रीचैतन्यमीश्वरं परमानन्दमाधवम्.
Hare Krishna. Once again, a very warm welcome to all the wonderful ecstatic devotees who have turned on their videos and also those who are going to turn on the videos. See, there is no option when you request a devotee to turn on videos. There are only two options. Yes, turn it on, or number two, I'll turn on later. There is nothing called I will not turn on videos. So I'm hoping that you all will turn on later. Thank you. Some of them have agreed also very compassionately. So this is a song, Vaishnava Bhajan, which is composed by Srila Vilva Vangal Thakur, which we recite in the Adhikamas. Yes, Adhikamas, we recite this. And particularly the sixth shloka, the sixth verse out of this Ashtakam, Chaurashtakam. Chinatsi Goram Yama Pasha Bandham, Vinatsi Bhimam Bhava Pasha Bandham, Chinatsi Sarvasya Samasta Bandham, Naivatmano Bhaktam Kritam Tu Bandham. What is the meaning of this? So here, the devotee is telling Krishna, wonderfully, devotees have even put it in the chat here. Yes. You cut the terrible noose of Yamaraj. You sever the dreadful noose of material existence. So Yamapash, Bhavapash, there are so many pashas. And you slash everybody's material bondage. That is called Samsara Pash. But you are unable to cut the knot fastened by your own loving devotees. Does it ring a bell? Yes, Kartik starting very soon. We are going to have Damodarashtakam. So today we are discussing about someone. Yes, we are discussing about somebody whose Yamapash is cut. Who's that personality? We have been discussing about him for quite some time. Two chapters complete. We are on the third chapter. Discussing about that personality whose Yamapash is cut. Cutting of Yamapash has happened. And that personality is Ajamil. So Ajamila's Yamapash was cut. So we are going to be discussing from 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd chapter, entitled Yamaraj Instructs His Messengers. Why were Yamaraj's messengers, test? You see here what is happening. The Yamadutas, they have rushed into their master's chamber without any permission and just gone there. Yamaraj, Yamaraj, Yamaraj. They're shouting and they're crying out. They're simply crying, for they're defeated. This has never happened before in the history that Yamapash has been cut. We thought Yamapash is the strongest kind of a noose, but Yamapash has been cut down. How is this possible? So they're unable to understand this. It's incomprehensible. And that is why. So it is possible, very much possible. Yamapash, Bhavapash, Samsarapash. Yes, these are all going to go. Correct? So we are going to be discussing about that. But there is one pash we definitely have to bind. What is that? That is called Prema Pash. This noose should never ever loosen. This noose should always be tight. It should be tight forever. And that's what this devotee, Bilva Mangal Thakur, is praying towards the end. O Krishna, thief of my everything, the noose of my devotion remaining forever tight, you will continue to reside in the prison heart, prison house of my heart, because I will not release you for millions and millions of lifetimes. Right? So this is called Prema Pash. This is something that should tighten. And other all nooses, other pashas should loosen up. That is the very purpose. Right? Very, very important. for all of us to understand this. So let us look at Ajamila's part, because this Niyamanam Tavadeshat Asma Bhiryatana Grihan Vyamochayan Patakinam Chitva Pashan Prahasyate. Can someone read the translation? Go ahead, go ahead.
Hare Krishna. Translation. Oh, Mataji, was someone else going?
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Okay, translation. We were bringing the most sinful Ajamil toward the hellish planets, following your order, when those beautiful persons from Siddhaloka forcibly cut the knots of the ropes with which we were arresting him. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Niyamanam, you are bringing him to bring Tava Adesha. It was your instruction that anyone who commits sin, get them to my court. So Tava Adesha, it was your Adesh, your instruction that we were following. It was not something we were acting whimsically. Asmabhir, all of us, Yatanan Grihan. And you know what Prabhupada translates Yatna Grihan as? Yatna Grihan is actually, literally it means torture chamber. Torture chamber. Yes, and what is torture chamber? Torture chamber is something which is... am I audible to all of you? Am I audible, visible?
Yes, Prabhupada.
Just wanting to ask.
Yeah.
Yes, your internet
because
is...
Because you all have disappeared for me. It seems you all left me.
Yeah, Prabhupada, your internet connection is a little slow.
I think Prabhuji got disconnected.
Prabhuji is there. I don't
know. See him.
Yeah, we can see him. Some.
I got disconnected. I'm back.
Thank you.
Okay, now I can see all of you. You're much better. Yeah, I don't know why net is weak, but now it's better. We're back. It's still frozen. Just 1 minute. Give me a minute. I'll fix my net. Is it clear? Are you all able to hear me?
Now we can hear you, Prabhuji.
Okay. No, better. I'll just switch my net.
We lost your connection again, Prabhu.
We'll sing Prabhu's tune. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Hare
I guess it is Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna who was chanting Krishna. That brought me back.
Yes,
so we always need your tune to play for you.
Your tune only, I'm singing. No, you are the guru. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. It is not going in the heart, it is there.
You're fortunate to today. Okay, should I continue?
Please, is it clear? Please, waiting.
Yes, okay. Prabhuji, please.
So what is the last thing that all of you heard? I wanted to know, what is the last thing you all heard? I spoke something, but what did you all hear? Anybody?
Just from the
words. I joined late.
Prema Pash. Okay. Prema Pash is something that...
Prema Pash.
Exactly. Pash. That was the next thing. So we were seeing this particular... Yeah. Yatana Grihan. So the Yama Dutas were bringing Ajamal to this Yatana Grihan. Yatana Grihan literally means torture chamber. Yes? Torture chamber. So torture chamber is something which many of us previously would have felt the classrooms that we had, the material subject matters. They are all torture chambers. Sometimes now after becoming devotees, devotees attend board meetings and all with targets. That seems like torture chamber. Why this is there? Bhagavatam is so relishing. So these are all our torture chambers. Yes. And suppose sometimes and as an austerity, non-devotee relatives, they all come to home. My God, this is torture chamber. They're going to speak about all Gramya Katha. So this is torture chamber for a devotee. Yes. But wherever there is Krishna Katha, if Krishna Katha is being spoken in hellish planets, also devotees eager to hear. So as long and until a devotee has this facility to practice devotional service, and that facility is available everywhere. That's fact. Narayana parasarve na kutaschana vibhyati swarga pavarga narkeshu apituliyata darshanam. So practically for a devotee, there is no torture chamber because he can be Krishna conscious all the while and he can make others also Krishna conscious. But in our sadhaka stage, we have certain torture chambers. But the torture, Yatana Grihan. Yatana Grihan, this specifically refers to the hellish planets. I will show you one video in the end. Yes, remind me. Vyamochayan Patakinam. Patakinam. So Ajamil is addressed here as Pataki. Pataki. There is Papi, Mahapapi, Pataki, Mahapataki. These are four levels of sinners. So Ajamil is being here addressed as Pataki. Such he was a third degree sinner. It was fourth degree is horrible. Yes, fourth degree are also there, like Jagai Madai. They are like fourth degree sinners. So third degree sinner, Pataki Nam, Vyamochayan. So he saw he was released. Yamapash is cut. The noose of Yamapash is cut. Chitwa was cut. Chitwa Pashan Prahasyati by force. Forcibly, the residents of Siddhaloka, they cut this Yamapash. Right, so this was something that, and what was the mood? The mood of the Yamadutas, what these four personalities, four beautiful personalities, four amazing personalities, four personalities of Siddhaloka, they, my dear Yamraj, we want to tell that they cut this pash, they interrupted our activity. And actually speaking, we wanted to drag and bring them also here. Yes. That was their intention. They wanted to bring that those Vishnu Dutas before Yamraj. So that Yamraj, you could have also punished them. Yes, then only we are satisfied. But somehow we got fearful. We ran away. Yamraj. We got really fearful. We could not face them. We just ran. But actually our intention was you could get them. How they can stop cut Yamapash. We wanted to get them, but it didn't happen. That was our intention. And can I tell you something? It becomes very, very difficult for a speaker to speak and on a verse of Bhagavatam when the purport is just one line. And that's what is there in today's verse. That's it. So, Srila Prabhupada ki jai? No, today is a very, 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 very special day. Why? Because today, after this, we are going to be discussing right now about the life story of three acharyas who are having their disappearance day today. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami and Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. So let the Acharya nectar begin. Hari Bol. So we'll go from the eldest to the youngest chronologically. Correct? So how many of you like this idea? If you dearly like this idea of discussing about the Acharya Katha, then please turn on your videos. I don't want hand raises. This all doesn't work for me. Thumbs up. Only raising, only turning on videos work. Good. Good. Very nice. So let us discuss about starting with Raghunath Das Goswami Pad. Now, Raghunath Das Goswami. It is very important to understand a person's ancestry to give a background. Every Acharya you will see is known for a particular quality. And Raghunath Das Goswami was known as a person who is supremely affluent. What a family. A resident of Adi Saptagram. There are seven villages. Adi Saptagram. Sapta, seven. Gram means villages. Cluster of seven villages. In that one of the villages called Krishnapur. Yes, Krishnapur village in the year 1492. Raghunath Das Goswami, he appeared. Adi Saptagram, Krishnapur. Can I tell you how much his father and uncle used to earn by collecting taxes? This is their commission. They would earn, now please, those of you, you can convert, do the dollar rupee conversion. I'm not getting into that. They used to earn 800,000 rupees every month. Now I say, what is the big deal? I'll just tell you. In that time, Hiranya Majumdar and Govardhan. Govardhan Majumdar is his father and Hiranya Majumdar is his uncle. They're Majumdars, collectors. 1 rupee. If you have 1 rupee, you can get 650 kilograms of rice. Anybody who's in India, can you please tell me with 1 rupee, how much rice can you get today? 1 rupee, what rice you will get? How much rice you will get today? Anyone, those who go regularly for purchase will be able to understand. 800,000. So 1 rupee, 1 grain. Thank you. Thank you so much. I don't think even the person will give you 1 grain. Say, get out. 1 rupee. Nothing. You will get a kick. Correct. Raj Prabhu. You'll be kicked out. So 1 rupee could get 650 kilograms. So you can all calculate. I'm leaving the maths as homework because I want to speak the other glories of Raghunath Das Goswami. So 800,000 rupees a month they used to earn. Such an affluent family. Richest, practically. Correct? So despite that, we are going to hear something great about Raghunath Das Goswami. Correct? So Raghunath Das Goswami accepted initiation from Yadunandan Acharya. And his Shiksha Guru who taught him scriptures was Balarama Das Acharya, his family priest also. And both of them were wonderful disciples of Advaita Acharya. Yes, they were initiated disciples of Advaita Acharya. Correct? So, we discussed about Adi Saptagram. Correct? So, one is Krishnapur, where he was born. Another place is called Chandrapur, where these two Acharyas resided and they would regularly come to give Shiksha and to do preaching in Krishnapur. These two wonderful great Acharyas. So, if you look at Haridas Thakur appeared in Bangladesh. Around 1450 he appeared. Yes, in Bangladesh, a place called Budan. Budan he appeared. Then later on he moved to Benapol, where that incident, famous incident of prostitute that happened. Yes. And finally, Haridas Thakur, he is the person who came near Chandrapur and settled down. Correct, he went there. So, Raghunath Das Goswami used to regularly hear his greatest ecstasy was to hear about Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. Chaitanya Katha, Nityananda Katha. Chaitanya, Nityananda. Chaitanya, Nityananda. So by hearing right from childhood, Gaur Nithai became his life and soul completely. And one day, his Acharya, Balaram Das Acharya was going somewhere. So he asked Acharya, where are you going? So he said, I am going to meet a very great saint. And that great saint's name is Srila Haridas Thakur. And that time Haridas Thakur used to live in Chandrapur in a cave. So he went there, Raghunath Das Gopi, small boy Raghunath. He went there and he saw Haridas Thakur intensely absorbed in Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna. What an absorption he was chanting. And chanting was life and soul, nothing else. Nama Acharya Haridas Thakur. He saw him and he could see that I have observed this Baba. Baba. Baba is an elderly, respectable person. It's called Baba in Braj Bhasha. So I see this Baba. And I see my parents. My parents have so much of wealth. They have such big house and so much of wealth. But this Baba has nothing. He lives in cave. Sometimes even snakes come in that cave. He lives in such a poor condition. But he is experiencing the highest ecstasy. So Raghunath understood one thing very clearly, that money cannot give you happiness. Right? And he aspired to get that wealth, the wealth of Krishna Prem, the wealth of Krishna Naam, which Haridas Thakur has. He wanted to get that. And that became the life and soul aspiration, the goal of life of Raghunath Das Goswami. Correct? And seeing that their son, now Govardhan Madhumdar and his wife, they saw that Apna Beta, our son, is somehow, he's heading towards, you know, shaving up and joining the ashram. So what to do? Yes, let's play the trick. Let's get him married. And they got him married to the most beautiful girl of those times. The most beautiful girl. But still, Raghunath kept, his heart was to dedicate his life completely to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Raghunath would run away from his home. He would run and the message would come, Raghunath palaila. And his father would send a big, big guards and security to catch him and bring him back. These are some pastimes which happened today in ISKCON also. Where the son is joining and parents catch and bring him back. So this pastime happens. So Raghunath would be caught and he would be brought back again. He would run, he would be caught and brought again. So one day, successfully, he understood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu isn't there in the house of Advaita Acharya. So he ran. He just ran to Advaita Acharya's house to get blessings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, don't be a Markata Vairagi. Yes, monkey renunciate. Yeah, look at monkey. Monkey is also renunciate, right? How? He doesn't wear clothes. He lives in jungle, eat only fruits. Is that renunciation? But no, he's addicted to, you know, jumping from here and there. Don't be like that. Correct? When return back home. When the right time comes, you'll join completely. Don't just keep bothering yourself so much. And later on, we understand that Raghunath Das Goswami, he understood Nityanand Prabhu has come to Panihati, a place. So Raghunath Das Goswami goes there and from a distance, he offers obeisances to Nityanand Prabhu. And Nityanand Prabhu, he says, you thief, you chaura. Today we sang Chaurashtakam, right? Chaurashtakam. So he calls him a thief. Thief, why? Because you're offering obeisances from distance. You're not coming close. Right? You're offering obeisances from distance. Only come close. Come here, thief. And because you're a thief, why? We called him thief for two reasons. One thing is he's standing far and offering obeisances. The other Vaishnavas are telling. Nityanand Prabhu, look, Raghunath has come. That is one reason. Second reason is you are trying to go to Mahaprabhu, transgressing me, bypassing me. Nobody can get Mahaprabhu's mercy without Nityanand Prabhu's mercy. So he had heard a lot about Gaur Nitya. Now he's getting to see Nityanand Prabhu was a big bliss for him. And then what happens is Raghunath comes and offers prostrated obeisances. Nityanand Prabhu puts his feet on his head and gives him mercy. And says, thief definitely has to be punished. And the punishment for you is that you have to feed all Vaishnavas Chidadahi. Yes, Chidadahi. Recently, just we celebrated Chidadahi festival. So one was the condensed milk and the chipped rice mixed with banana, camphor, dry fruits, raisins, etc. And another was the dahi, the curd, yogurt, and the chipped rice with all other varieties. So like these two bowls he had given him. We know the story. And that's when by serving Vaishnavas, he got the mercy. Yasyarva lokaiva manobhiruchya saubhagya bhukka chita krishna pachya tatraya maropana tulya kalam tat prema sakhi phalavana tulya. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami beautifully says that Raghunath Das Goswami at that particular point of time got that mercy of all Vaishnavas, got the mercy of Guru. I'm not getting into Panihati Chidadahi festival. I'm just zooming out of that again. I'll get distracted. Chaitanya Leela is distracting. I'll tell you why. Many things are going to come. Right? So after that, he got the mercy. Then he later on went to Jagannath Puri. And in Jagannath Puri, he surrendered to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Raghunatha Palaila. Raghunatha Palaila. His wife said, come on, why didn't we tie our son with ropes? You should have tied him like an animal. He wouldn't have run away. His father said, he's gone. it is a gone case. Somebody who is got completely attracted and in love with this personality of Gauranga definitely will become madman. He definitely is gone. He had the wealth of Indra. He had a wife more beautiful than Apsaras. If this could not bind him, what else can bind him? What are these mundane ropes? He's gone. Leave him. He's a gone case. So once what happened, one of my students had gone home. Now, there are different meanings to it. So if you say, normally when you say, regularly you say, I joined ISKCON. Joined ISKCON means, well, you started chanting, you accepted Prabhupada books, philosophy. That is one meaning. The second meaning of joined ISKCON is, I joined ISKCON. Finished. That is also one way of saying, I joined ISKCON. So one of my students, he was very new. He just attended few of our classes. And he took up to the chanting of 16 rounds after a period of 6 months. And he went home. So his grandfather asked, so what's going on in your life? He said, I joined ISKCON. Grandfather said, you're gone case now. You're gone. It's over. So similarly, it's good to be a gone case from this material world. Very good. Yes, you're a gone case. Thank you. That's the greatest compliment one can ever receive. That means you're gone from this material world. You're heading way back home, back to God. So when he went, Mahaprabhu accepted Raghunath and he put him under the custody of Swarup Damodar Goswami. And he said, you are Swarupera Raghu. Yes, I am allotting you to Swarup Damodar Goswami for training. You have any doubts, questions, queries, take from him. And Raghunath would practice his devotional service as an apprentice under Swarup Damodar Goswami. And his father would say, beta, my dear son, although you have gone away from home, please, please accept our funding. You can take money and you can maintain yourself. Eat very nicely. So father's money was coming and he was eating. He was subsisting on his father's money still. Later on, Raghunath felt this is not correct. The dharma of a person in the renounced order of life is not to depend on parents' money anyways. So he said he stopped that and he started begging. Now you can see one by one how Raghunath started deepening his austerity. He's known for his austerity, austere life. So he later on used to stand near the dwaram, Simhadwar, and he whoever would come, the devotees who were taking the darshan of Lord would come, he would beg from them. And later on he said, even this is bad, this is not correct. Why? Because this is like a prostitute looking for a customer. Who is the one who's going to give me? Who will give me? Who will give me? Not good. Then he started just going to the Anand Bazaar and taking the remnants. Later on, he would go to the cows. The cows would eat the remaining rice from the Anand Bazaar and they would spit it out because they were not able to eat. So he would wash them very well. He would put some salt and he would eat that. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got to know about all these austerities. He was so happy. He said, yes, very good. He went to Raghunath's place and he took some and he had it. He said, this is nectar. This is pure nectar that you're relishing. Alone, you're relishing this. Don't do that. So that way Raghunath Das Goswami, how he come, although being from a very rich aristocratic family, little by little by little by little, increased his austerity. And later on, he wouldn't even eat that much. He would just drink a palmful of buttermilk once in 3 days. 3 drops of buttermilk once in 3 days and condemn. So what a sense gratifier. What a sense gratifier I am. I'm doing sense gratification. See, we need to understand, don't try this at home. These stunts have been performed by expert stuntmen. This should not be tried at home. Right? We shouldn't be trying this. So we need to understand Mahaprabhu's empowered the Goswamis in terms of the knowledge they have, in terms of the austerity they perform, in terms of the lifestyle, the sleep, and everything. We cannot imitate those standards. We'll be dead for sure if we try this. Correct? So now we need to understand there is B and D. What happens to us? Regular conditioned souls like me. There's birth and there's death. Life begins with B, ends with D. Birth and death. And C is a choice that we have. But in case of Acharyas, their life begins with their birth, which is very amazing, which is a boon for the entire community. It's a boon for the entire world. D is a departure, which is very saddening. But in between B and D, they have a C, which is heavy list of contributions that they have made. So if we remember Raghunath Das Goswami, what exactly is his contribution? So once there was a very, very rich mercantile person. He was a seth. And the seth was going to Badrikashram. So he did the austerity of walking to Badrikashram to meet Sri Badrinarayan. Yes, he walked and walked and walked and walked and went. And after he arrived there, he, with lot of awe and reverence, with lot of devotion, he worshipped Badrinarayan. And he offered him a huge amount of wealth. And that night, Badrinarayana came in his dream of this seth. And he told, my dear seth, thank you so much for giving me this wonderful, huge amount of offering. But I would like you to take this, go to Vrindavan. Go to Vrindavan and there is a great devotee of mine staying in Aritagram. Aritagram is a place where Arishtasur was killed. Aritagram. He's staying there. His name is Srila Raghunath Das Goswami and give all the wealth to him. Correct? And if he refuses, right? If he refuses, he will refuse definitely. He will refuse such a huge amount. Tell him, I have given this to you so that you can renovate Shyamakund and Radhakund. So what an important service. If you study the nectar of instruction, Rupa Goswami writes that the spiritual world is superior to material world. The topmost place in the spiritual world is what? Mathura Mandal. In Mathura Mandal, the topmost place is Dwadashakanam, the 12 forests of Vrindavan. Even among that, the topmost place is Giriraj Govardhan. In that, the topmost place is Sri Radha Kund. And the responsibility to renovate Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, this was given to Srila Raghunath Das Goswami because they were mere puddles of rice paddy fields at the time of Sri Mahaprabhu. But Raghunath Das Goswami, he took it. So Raghunath Das Goswami accepted it as a will of Lord and the sage began digging, redigging the two kinds of ponds. And it was decided by the management team that we are going to shed off all the trees. Yes, we are going to, trees are going to fall, the felling of trees. And thus we will make a very, very perfect ghat. So today, the Radhakund, how many of you have been to Radhakund and Shyamakund? That's great. All of you can bless me. That's very soon I'm going. I'll be residing in the Dham for some time. This Kartik is coming, so Mathuravas is a very important limb of bhakti. I'm going there. So play for me. I can go in good consciousness. So, Radhakund, Shyamakund. So, Raghunath Das Goswami was sleeping one day. And in his dream, you know who came? 5 Pandavas. Yudhishthir, Bhim, Arjun, Nakul, Sahadev. The 5 of them, they came in the dream of Raghunath Das Goswami. And they told Raghunath, we are staying on the banks of Shyamakund, please. In the form of 5 trees. So, Pandavas reside in Vrindavan in the form of Shantaras. There are trees in Vrindavan. There in Shantaras, in the Vrindavan. Says, please don't cut us. We want to be here. So except for these 5 trees, we can cut other things. So even today, if you see, the 5 trees are still there on the banks of Shyamakund. Because of those trees, the Shyamakund is not a kund in proper shape. There is a slight distortion. On the other end, Radhakund is a perfectly squared place, location. Amazing. So they are still residing there. So then Raghunath, he got very, very, so much ecstatic for performing this particular service to the Lord that Raghunath after that stayed there only. He didn't have a fixed residence. He would stay sometimes here, sometimes there, right? He would sometimes, but he would stay only in the corners. Radha Kunda Dada Kunja Kutir. So he would stay there and he would just be roaming. So one day, one tree, one night under one tree, the second night under another tree, the third night under another tree, and he would reside there. He would not go anywhere. So that was Raghunath Das Goswami. So one day, as Raghunath Das Goswami was staying close to the Manasi Ganga. Yes, he had gone closer to the Manasi Ganga area. Those of you know the geography, you can definitely visualize. So while going there, Raghunath was absorbed in his chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Intense absorption in bhajan. This is one quality of Raghunath Das Goswami you should pray to this acharya for. Intense bhajan. The kind of chanting, the kind of sadhana he would do. He was absorbed. That time, from the jungle, it was all jungles and forests. There were 2 tigers who were coming close. 2 tigers coming from there. And Sanatana Goswami is looking. What is this? Raghunath is peacefully doing his sadhana. And 2 tigers are coming. On the other hand, he saw Krishna coming with the stick. Hey! Krishna is coming and driving away the tigers. So Sanatana Goswami came and told Raghunath, my dear brother, please construct a kutir for yourself, bhajan kutir, and sit inside the kutir and do bhajan. Raghunath Das Goswami said, yes, yes, brother, surely, surely, I'll definitely do it. Prabhu, Sanatan Goswami is considered the guru of the whole Vrindavan. Yes. So that is why Guru Purnima is actually Sanatan Goswami's tithi. And that is something where the entire, many, many comes in, lakhs of pilgrims come to take pradakshina of Govardhan, Sanatan Goswami's. That's Guru Purnima for them. So he followed. But Raghunath was in so much ecstasy, he forgot. He forgot the instruction. And he continued, he kept doing bhajan. And one day he was doing bhajan under scorching sun. The sun was scorching. Radharani came there. And Radharani lifted her veil. And she was covering the head of Raghunath Das Goswami so that he doesn't, he's not getting the scorching heat of the sun. And Radharani is perspiring. She's getting tired. And Sanatan Goswami becomes very upset. Sanatan Goswami says, Raghunath, you come to Vrindavan to serve the divine couple or to get service from divine couple? Construct a bhajan kutir. He said, yes, yes, I will immediately construct. Then he constructed a bhajan kutir and he lived there. And this is the same bhajan kutir in which we are going to see ahead. Even Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami comes to write Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. All these places are still there. It's a ecstatic feeling to go to these places. Really. Yeah, so he thus started living in a bhajan kutir. Correct. And then Sanatan was very happy. So Raghunath Das Goswami is Ishtadev. The deity whom he always meditated in his mind was Shishu Radha Govinda. So that time Govinda was very prominent. So he would meditate on Govinda in his mind. And one day, he developed a desire that I should cook. This is Manasa Seva. He developed a desire that let me cook some very wonderful sweet rice kheer preparation for my Govinda. And thus in his dream, he started cooking. And Radha Govinda, both of them appeared in his Manasa service and they accepted the prasad. It was a huge quantity. They relished the prasad and they offered it to all other sakhis. Dashta sakhis, all had come. Tagya Vidya, Induleka, Champaklata, Sudevi, Rangadevi, Suchitra, all of them had come. They all were taking this. And Raghunath was so much in ecstasy. He took one glass, two glass, three glass, four glass. He kept taking. And he ended up honoring so much. And he was doing that for the pleasure of Radha Govind. Correct? So he ate. He ate much, much more than his regular diet. Of course, his diet in his sadhana deha. Of course, he's a siddha. But this particular body was how much? 3 drops of buttermilk once in 3 days. How much he has eaten? He ate a lot. So all devotees were coming for class. Because every afternoon, Chaitanya Charitamrita class by Raghunath Das Goswami. Chaitanya Leela. Because Chaitanya Charitamrita was not yet written. So every afternoon was Chaitanya Leela. All the Vrajavasis, all of them who knew him, they all used to rush in full ecstasy. In their break, in the afternoon, afternoon to come and hear Chaitanya Leela from Raghunath Das Goswami. So they all would come with eagerness and Raghunath would be there much before in a great ecstasy to narrate Chaitanya Leela. So this time the Vaishnavas came, they thought, oh, we didn't check the group or what. It was not updated in the group, classes cancelled. The door is still locked. So they battered the door. Goswamiji, please open. We want to attend your class. There was no response. It's locked. There's no response. Goswamiji, are you all right? So then they heard a very, very frail voice stating that my body is not well. So the devotees were very concerned. They immediately reported the situation to Sanatan Goswami. And that time Sanatan Goswami was staying with Vallabhacharya's son, Vitalnathji. So Vallabhacharya and Vitalnathji was very influential. He immediately sent two doctors, medical practitioners, go there immediately and find out what has happened. So the doctors, physicians examined Raghunath Das Goswami's body and they said that he has overeaten a preparation of milk and rice. He has overeaten that preparation as a result of which his body is like that. And none of them could believe. My God, we see him every day. He just takes 3 drops of buttermilk once in 3 days and that too he condemns himself. How can such a person eat, feast? No, It is not possible. They could not comprehend. So this was so astonishing incident, which means he had performed a leela. This was his leela, manasa leela. He was absorbed. And in his mind, in his meditation, he had taken sweet rice. And it was very astonishing. Right? So these are some things about Raghunath Das Goswami. Now, some pastimes of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Right? Raghunath Bhatta Goswami is slightly younger. Yes, he's slightly younger to Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami 1492, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami 1505. That is his appearance there. Yes, so Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, this personality, who is he? Let us find out. So there is a mention in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila of an exchange. Danda pranamakari bhatta padila charane prabhu raghunatha boli kaila alingane. So there was a young gentleman who came to Jagannath Puri. Danda pranam kari. He offered dandavat pranam. Bhatta padila charane unto the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu said, Raghunath, Raghunath, lifted him and embraced him. And Raghunath was shocked. Now this is Raghunath Bhatta. Yes, he was shocked. He was not able to understand. He said, there are so many devotees here. Yes, Mahaprabhu has so many wonderful associates. And I have not met Sriman Mahaprabhu for such a long time. It's been a long gap. He knows me. And why is it that he is giving me so much of affection? If you have some relationship, you will show some affection. Why is he showing so much affection to me? He was having this question. I am the lowest of devotees. That's what he would think. He considered himself lowest and lowest of all the devotees. So he asked Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, why are you showing me so much affection while I am the lowest of all Vaishnavas? Mahaprabhu said that I cannot forget your parents who so affectionately used to feed me every day. Yes, this was at the time of your birth. And later on, even when you were a small boy, you may not remember much, but they used to feed me with so much affection. And through such an affectionate service, they have purchased me. And thus, because you are connected to them, I am showing so much of affection for you. Yes, so this is the Paramagrahastha Dharma, to serve sadhus. Correct? To serve the sadhus, serve the renounced order. And you get a lot of mercy. Even your children get a lot of mercy. You see this? So Raghunath Bhatta, like this, he remembered. So then there was a flashback. Raghunath Bhatta wanted to know what is the history. Correct? So Mahaprabhu mentions when he was Nimai Pandit, in his Leela as Nimai Pandit, he was a teacher of Nyaya, logic and grammar, Vyakaran. These two were subject matters. So he went on a tour to Bangladesh from Navadip. He went to Bangladesh and he was giving a certified course. There was an announcement put in all WhatsApp groups, notices, newspaper, everywhere. Nimai Pandit coming to Bangladesh to give a certified course on Vyakaran and Nyaya. So many, many, many of them attended. So all of them attended and they were all learning Sanskrit from Nimai Pandit. Right? So, Nimai Pandit after that was there. At the same time, there was a personality called Tapan Mishra. Tapan Mishra. So Tapan Mishra was a person who had read a lot of Shastra. Bahu vakya bahu shastra chitta hoya brahma. And because of reading so many scriptures and hearing so many lectures, of course, that's why one says one should not read too many things. Of course, you should read Prabhupada books a lot. Once you have surrendered to Prabhupada and the mission, then you should read and hear here. But otherwise, one should not read too much. So then what had happened was, Raghunath, Tapan Mishra was confused about what is the sadhana, what is sadhya. What is the goal of life? And what is the process? I am confused. He didn't know. So in his dreams, yes, in the dream of Tapan Mishra, a god came, a divine personality came, and he said, Mishra, don't worry so much. Nimai Pandit has just arrived. Yes, and he's about to leave. So before he leaves, if you go to him, he will teach you what is sadhana and sadhya. What is the perfection of life and what is the practice? Everything he'll teach you. He is not Nara. Please don't consider him to be an ordinary soul. He is Sakshat Narayan. He is Narayan. So then when Tapan Mishra goes to meet Nimai Pandit, so that time, Nimai Pandit understands the plight of Tapan Mishra and he gives him a wonderful Bhagavatam class and tells him very clearly about this shloka. Krite tadhyayato vishtum tretayam yajato makai dvapare pariyacharyeta kalau tad hari kirtanam. The only and only means by which one can attain any deliverance in the age of Kali is by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So you just perform Nam Sankirtan. Right? So he was very, very touched. And Tapan Mishra wanted to follow. Mahaprabhu was leaving to, Nimai Pandit was leaving to Navadip. He said, can I also come? Please, I want to follow you. I want to go wherever you go. I want to be a follower. He said, no. He felt very pained. No, you cannot follow. You go to Kashi with your family. Yes, go to Kashi, Benares. And I will come soon to meet you there. Don't worry. So Tapan Mishra had to do the austerity of staying in Kashi. In Kashi, he would hear slogans like Tattvamasi. All Mayavadi slogans. Tattvamasi. Soham. Aham Brahmasmi. So these are all the slogans which would be going on. And he would feel, you know, very, very disturbed. The only solace he had was Chandrasekhar Acharya. Their association, the only devotee association that he had. So one day, the many years passed. One day he heard loud Sankirtan, powerful Sankirtan happening. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Powerful Sankirtan happening. And he was suddenly amazed. How did ocean appear in desert? Kashi is like desert. All dry place where all the speculators live. In such a dry desert as Kashi, amongst the hub of Mayavadis, where has this ocean of prema appeared? He immediately rushed there. And as soon as he saw, who else could it be? He saw that Nimai Pandit has now taken sannyas and his Sri Krishna Chaitanya. His Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And he just offered his prostrated obeisances. Right? And he remembered the promise. He had told he'll come to Kashi. Correct? So he served Tapan Mishra, Chandrasekhar Acharya. They served. They served Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the arranging place for bathing, arranging his prasadam, right? And he rendered a lot of service. So even when he was rendering wonderful services to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was a Maharashtrian Brahmin who had come. So this Maharashtrian Brahmin requested, please deliver this Kashi. Mahaprabhu said, I'll go to Vrindavan and then come back. Then I'll deliver Kashi. So even when he was here, the first visit, the first time he came to Kashi while going on his Vrindavan tour, Tapan Mishra asked Raghunath, his small boy, Raghunath Bhatta, the small boy to go and massage the feet of Lord. So he released the service. He was massaging the feet of Lord, and after Lord was satisfied, Lord took the baby Raghunath, the small boy, and caressed him, put him on his lap. See the kind of dealings they had before. So he put Raghunath Bhatta on his lap and he, you know, was caressing him, cradling him, yes, with great affection. And whenever Raghunath would press the lotus feet of Lord, Lord will get nice sleep. He would sleep very peacefully, right? So then again, when Mahaprabhu came back from Vrindavan to deliver Prakashanand Saraswati and his 10,000 disciples, that time, again, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, he served Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 10 days. 10 days again, he got a chance to continuously serve the Lord. And then Lord said, now I have to leave back to Jagannath Puri. My Vrindavan Yatra is complete. So I'll go. And that time Raghunath Bhatta Goswami holds the feet of the Lord and says, Lord, don't go. Please, please, don't go. Don't go. Like a small boy, right? He would beg, don't go. I said, don't worry. What you do is, it just takes some time for you, right? And you can come to Jagannath Puri after taking blessings of your parents when you grow up, right? Take blessings and come to Puri to meet me. Okay, all right. So Mahaprabhu told him that you study very nicely. Right? There's an instruction given by Sannyasi to his child. Study well. Don't neglect your studies. Right? Become expert. So he took the instruction to the heart and as his heart and soul. He studied grammar. He studied shlokas. He studied poetries. He became an expert. He became very learned and in all revealed scriptures. Right? And then when father was quite ripened, father and mother were a little ripened in their old age. That time Raghunath was sent. Yes, this is that scene when Raghunath comes to Puri and he's in great ecstasy to go to Jagannath Puri and meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Correct? And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is when he embraces him, he accepts Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and then he tells him that you please go to the beach take bath and go and have darshan of Jagannath. And then when he came back, he told Govinda to arrange personal space for him where he can do his sadhana, arrange for prasadam arrangement where he can cook. All these things Mahaprabhu personally took care. And he attended the whole Rathyatra. He was there for 8 months. He saw Mahaprabhu's ecstasies in Rathyatra he witnessed. And after this all was over, he was in great ecstasy. He thought, now I'll be here only. Mahaprabhu said, no, you're neglecting your parents. Go back. You go back to your parents, but please understand my instruction. Don't get married. He said, that is nice. I'll not get married. Fine. Don't get married, but continue to serve your parents. Okay. And when they leave the body, then you can come. So Raghunath exactly did whatever he was ordered to do. He studied Shastras very, very intensely. He didn't marry. And after that, when his parents left the body, then he came back to Jagannath Puri again. And once again, he associated with the Lord for another 8 months. Right? 8 months, he was just with the Lord. And then after Lord, he spent 8 months, he thought, I'm going to be with the Lord only like this. Right? But Lord told him that my mother told me to be in Jagannath Puri so that she can keep getting news. My mission is actually in Vrindavan. So thus, I'm deputing some of my most powerful soldiers, my own Kinkaras, to Vrindavan. So Roop and Sanatan are already there. You go under them, study Bhagavatam more intensely, and you will get some mission from me. So definitely go there. And then Raghunath Bhatta goes. It was very, very sad for him to leave Mahaprabhu and go, but Mahaprabhu gives him a long garland, Tulsi garland. He gives him his Tambul Mahaprasad, and he gives him a very, very tight embrace. These are the three things that he takes with him as a memory and leaves to Vrindavan. So Raghunath Bhatta Goswami goes and meets Sanatan and Roop and studies under them as per instruction. And Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, especially, let us see what are he known for. He's known for humility. He was very, 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 very humble. High class humility. Yes, he would never ever be in the spotlight. He would always want to be in the background. Second thing, we understand from CC also that Raghunath Bhatta Goswami had a very sweet voice. And he had great sense of music. And he would recite the shlokas of Bhagavatam for Roop and Sanatan. He would be reciting the shlokas and Roop and Sanatan would be relishing. He knew exactly which meter to recite. Naumidyate bravapushe tadadambaraya gunjavatam saparipichala sanmukhaya. He knew exactly which meter to recite, how to recite, how to bring out the emotions of Srimad Bhagavatam. And sometimes while reading, he would go into ecstasy. Yes, he would get into ecstasy and his voice would get choked, tears would come out and his hand would tremble. He will not be able to hold Bhagavatam and finished. He will not be able to continue reading. That's the kind of ecstasy he felt. He used to feel all Ashtasattvic Vikar, the 8 ecstatic symptoms he used to experience. His voice was sweeter than the voice of cuckoo while singing different tunes. And his life and soul again, he's also very, very surrendered to Govinda. This was the connection between Raghunath Das and Raghunath Bhatt. They both of them were deeply attracted to Radha Govinda. They were his Ishtadev in Vrindavan. So he was expert even at preparing ornaments. So many, many ornaments like earrings, sharp-shaped earrings and flutes for Radha Govinda has been made by Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. Yes, he was very good at making this jewelry and other items also. So Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, what we can learn from him? No nonsense man. He will not hear anything other than Krishna. He will not speak anything other than Krishna. He would simply discuss Krishna, 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 Krishna day and night. Even if some fault of Vaishnava is true, he will not hear it. I don't want to hear. I do not hear any negative. I will not speak any negative. No. Everyone is ultimately engaged in Krishna's service. So I don't understand anything else. That's what he would say. In fact, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Jeev Goswami, they are the junior wing of Goswamis, including Gopal Bhatt. They all were very good friends. Roop Sanatan were senior in age and in experience. So they treated them like elder brothers. These four were friends. So first Raghunath passes away, then Raghunath Bhatta on the same day in his memory passes away, and then finally Jeev Goswami. Yes, so Raghunath would face a lot of separation from Roop Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. Shunyayate maha goshtin girindro ajagarayate vyagra tundayate kundam jivatu rahastasyame. He's telling Jeev Goswami, oh Jeev Goswami, without Roop Sanatan, I'm feeling Shunya ite Mahagoshin. This Vrindavan is looking Shunya without Rupa and Sanatan. Nothing is there now. Girindra Ajagara ite. I am seeing Govardhan, but I see it as a big serpent, Ajgar. Because Rupa and Sanatan are not there to make me Krishna conscious. How much he felt dependent. Vyagra Tunda ite Kundam, this Radha Kund. I am staying here. It seems like Vyagra Tunda, mouth of a lion, is going to devour me without Rupa Sanatan. Oh Jiva, please save me. That's how he would cry. So that's why both these acharyas left their body on the same day. We could cover 2 out of 3. What do I do? Can I quickly cover Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Pad also, or we should stop?
Yes, Prabhuji, please.
Thank you. I'll quickly cover. Now coming to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, now if you see the wonderful qualities that he has, all Vaishnavas are amazing, but he is such a person who is offering obeisances to the devotees who are going to appear in future. Sabha Shrota Vaishnavera Kari Namaskar. He is the Sabha Shlokera Kari Artha Vichar. So he is offering obeisances to the leaders. He is offering obeisances to the Vaishnavas who are coming in future. So can you just fathom his humility? Yes. We sometimes feel, array, okay, fine, we offer obeisances to senior Vaishnavas. Junior, somebody offers obeisances, okay, blessings. Bancha. What is offering obeisances? What a humility. He's offering obeisances to the Vaishnavas who are going to read and come in the future also. Yeah. And he is the one who has made a remarkable contribution. What is that? Yadi keha haya, yadi keha hena kaya, granta kaila shloka maya, itara jane nari bebhujite, prabhura yai acharana sehi kari varana, sarvachitta nari aradhite. The problem is, he knew. In Kali Yuga, nobody is going to understand Sanskrit. Yes, nobody is going to understand Sanskrit. So, our Chaitanya Charitamrit is the beautiful, wonderful gift. As we discussed in one of the classes, it is the real Bengali sweet. So, this pure Bengali sweet, which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur predicted, that every single Vaishnava on the planet will learn Bengali to release this Bengali sweet of Chaitanya Charitamrit. This is the greatest gift that he has given to the Vaishnava community. The pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taught in the best manner. Best manner. One of the best teachers and one of the best teachings and the ecstatic presentations of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So and he would substantiate with Sanskrit verses. He gave it in Bengali, which is understand Bengali is very easy. It's just like Hindi. If you know Hindi, you know Bengali. So easy. Yes. So how did you get this? Chaitanya Leela Ratnasara Swarupera Bhandara Teho Tuila Raghunathera Kanthe Taha Kichu Yesunilu Taha Iha Vistarilu Bhakta Gane Dulu Ei Bhethe. So Swarup Damodar Goswami used to release the pastimes of Mahaprabhu directly in the inner ecstasies, and he trained Raghunath Das Goswami, and he would give class, Raghunath Das Goswami. So in that class, who used to attend? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami used to attend those classes, and he beautifully presented Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita because he heard everything from Raghunath Das Goswami nicely. Yes, so he would present that. And what a presentation. What a presentation. Shraddha kari ei leela ye kare shravan. Achirate milaya tare chaitanya charan. Anyone wants the chaitanya? How many of you want to attend the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? You have to raise both the hands because Gauranga raises both the hands. Yes, and say once Gauranga in your place. Gauranga! Yes. So all you have to do is simply just read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Somebody asks for Chaitanya Charitamrita class. Easy. You just have to read it. It's a natural class. Yes, a speaker can easily escape. Bhagavatam class, you have to prepare. My God, I got to prepare, make notes, reference here and there. Chaitanya Charitamrita, you just read it, it becomes a wonderful class. Because this is the presentation given by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. It's a natural class. A teacher is teaching. You just have to read it. That's all. It's a class. The glorious quality of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is the kind of appreciation he has for Vrindavan Das Thakur. Chaitanya Leelara Vyasa Dasa Vrindavana Tara Agyakare Tara Uchishta Charvana. So he told that just like in Krishna, to describe Krishna Leela, you need Veda Vyas. Only Veda Vyas can describe Krishna Leela. Similarly, Chaitanya Leela, who is not different from Krishna, has to be described by somebody who is an avatar of Vyasdeva. Who is that? That Veda Vyas has come as Vrindavan Das Thakur, the wonderful son of Narayani Devi, Narayani is the niece of Srivas Thakur, and Narayani had taken some remnants of Nimai Pandit, and thus because she took the remnants from the Lord's plate, yes, she became ecstatic lover of Krishna, and she delivered Vrindavandas Thakur. Vrindavandas Thakur is the son of Narayani, this girl in Srivas Thakur's house. So amazing, right? And he said, anyone, and he's continuously, one verse after the others, in the practically every other chapter, he would promote what? He would promote Vrindavandas Thakur Chaitanya Mahavat. He said, Taraki Adbhuta Chaitanya Charita Varana Yahara Shravane Shuddha Kaila Tribhuvana. Actually, the descriptions of Vrindavandas Thakur and Chaitanya Bhagavat is something that will deliver the whole three worlds. So he would just glorify Vrindavandas Thakur's qualities, and he would just keep continuously promoting. You read Chaitanya Bhagavat in his Chaitanya Charitamrita. Do you ever find an author who is promoting another author? He had no problem with that. He had no egos. He's better. Read that book. It's so nice. Such a height of non-envy. Correct? Yes. So why he had to describe Chaitanya? We just, in 5 minutes, we'll wind up. Why he had to discuss Chaitanya Charitamrita? Why at all this literature came about? That's the reason. Vrindavandas Thakur started Chaitanya Leela. And he started Chaitanya Leela, he divided into two Leela. Adi Leela, Shesha Leela. The beginning 24 years, the later 24 years. So he became so ecstatic describing the Balya Leela, Balya Leela, Balya. He described. And later on, he said, I have described Gaurang Mahaprabhu. I have to describe Nityanand Prabhu also. So he described Nityanand Prabhu also very nicely. He didn't have much time and space left for describing the Shesha Leela, the later pastimes of Mahaprabhu. So he said, that service, I will do it. He developed a desire that I will do this service. Correct? And even Raghunath Das Goswami, his disciple, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, stayed in the Bhajan Kutir of his guru only. He stayed there only. And he would continue the class. After Raghunath Das Goswami left, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami would continue giving the classes. So Haridas Pandit, Govinda Goswami, Yadav Acharya Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami, Shivananda Pandit, all of them, they all requested, Prabhu, you're giving such wonderful class. You're giving such wonderful class. Please, please, record it in written form. You should write, so that the Vaishnavas in future will be able to relish the later pastimes. Who else? So he got instruction from his devotees that he should write. Please write a literature. So he went to go and take blessings from Madan Mohanji. So he went to Radha Madan Mohan. He prayed intensely. And when the Pujari was worshipping, the garland of Madan Mohanji fell down to the ground and everyone chanted, Hari Bol! And the Pujari came and gave that garland to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Correct? He gave it to him and he said, you are now empowered. You are empowered to write this Shastra. E grantha likhiya more madana mohana amara likhana yena shukera pathana se likhi madana gopala ye likhiya kashtera putaliyena kuhakana chaya. So he says that actually the writer of Chaitanya Charitamrita is Madan Gopal or Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan. I am nothing but a puppet in his hands. He is the puppeteer who is making me write. This was his consciousness throughout the literature. And what to speak of, he really felt very, very humble. Murkha nicha shudra muni vishaya lalasa Vaishnavagya bale kari eteka sahasa. So I am actually a fool. I am fallen. I am insignificant. And I am just attracted to material stuff. But because all these Vaishnavas have instructed me, including Vrindavandas Thakur, I am having some strength to write Chaitanya Leela. So this mood of humility in Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. On the day of disappearance, the acharyas are very, very merciful. Very merciful. So on these days, we should pray and beg for their mercy. We can beg from Raghunath Das Goswami the intensity in his bhajan. From Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, sheer humility. And from Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, a mood of being an instrument in the hands of Vaishnavas. This is something we can pray for today and would like to conclude my talk here. So I just wanted to ask, do we pray for the departed Jayanilo prayers? You have all done? You all have done Jayanilo Premadhana today? The three Acharyas disciplines.
No, Prabhuji.
So I thought of doing it, but I have crossed time. Next time I'll not be called. I'm fearful. I'll stop here.
You can do.
We'll all do together. Jayanilo, and then I become very fearful to cross time. So I don't know. I lost control of time.
That's okay.
I request the hosts to kindly share the bhajan.
Jiyani lo mate mana karuna pracho heno prabhu kotha gila acharya thako kaha mora swaro krupa कहाँ सनाता कहाँ दास रघुनाथ पतित पावा कहाँ मोरा भट्ट जुगा कहाँ कबीरा एक कले को था गिला रोरा नतरा पाषाणी को दिए हो माता अनले पाशी गौरंग गुंडेरा निधि से संगा न पाया कने
श्री श्री रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी पाद की श्री श्री रघुनाथ भट्ट गोस्वामी पाद की श्री लक्ष्मीदास कविराज गोस्वामी पाद की हरे कृष्ण थैंक यू वेरी मच श्री प्रभुपाद की जय
हाय Those swamis ki jai, they're disappearing. Jai. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. Such a beautiful class, Prabhu. Thank you for speaking about Goswamis today. That was so beautiful of you. And they are our life and soul, you know. That's why everybody is here today, because of our Goswamis. Thank you, Prabhu. What a beautiful class, Gains. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I don't have words to thanks today. So, Prabhu, there is already a few hands raised. I don't know what kind of questions, but certainly there are some questions, so there are hand raised. Our Her Grace Anuradha Mataji. Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanu Pranam.
Yes, thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna Dhanuvatana. Thank you, Sanatan Dhanu Prabhu. Wonderful class. Prabhu, I have a small question. When you said that Mahaprabhu, he gave a tambul, right? So when he gave the tambul, like he was already a sannyasi. And we as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we are not supposed to have before that. And so how do we reconcile that, Prabhu?
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. So this is what I have heard from my seniors, is that this tambul is not an intoxicant. It is not the one which is given in today, what is known as the tambul and the vettalapa, betel leaves. No, it is not that intoxicant. It is minus the supari.
So this is not the regular sipari that we know that they put in.
No, it is not that. Okay. That is an intoxicant.
Okay.
This is
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Anuradha Mataji. Thank you for the beautiful question. We miss you. Usually, you always ask nice questions that help all of us devotees. His Grace Sukhakara Prabhu, Sukhakara Krishna Prabhu, Hare Krishna. Prabhu, you are on mute.
Going out, you know. Prabhu, your class, I don't know why it's getting over. I feel sad you're getting over. When it's becoming over, like a film, you see engrossed, no? When it's getting over, oh, it got over. We have to wait again. Prabhu, my question is, you told me in one point that he used to sing and welcome the future who are going to come. So how he knows who is going to come, you know?
Hari Hari. Those whoever reads this literature is devotee. Vaishnavas only can read this literature. Chaitanya Charitamrita is not such so easily accessible. It cannot be studied by logicians. And of course, anyone studies, they will no longer be a logician. They will definitely... Vichar bhave, chitta bhave, chamatkar. Anybody who studies Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela with whoever approaches, there is no qualification. That person will become a devotee. For sure, guaranteed.
No, but how do they know who is coming in the future? Like, I don't know who is my great grandson or anyone.
Okay, no,
or
that's how it's predicted. Narottam. It was predicted. That even Bhaktisiddhanta says it's predicted. His appearance is predicted in Padma Puran. His Prabhupada is also predicted in Bhagavatam. Who else did that? So that, like, these predictions are there of great Vaishnavas. But otherwise, generally, the Vaishnavas in future means he is offering obeisances to fallen souls like Sanatana Dharmadas also. Serious. He's offering to all the readers. That is his humility.
You are not fallen, Prabhu. You are not fallen.
I know who I am.
You are such a wonderful soul.
I know. You are seeing good in me because the world is a mirror of your own consciousness.
I really so wait for your class. Whenever you come, it's so engrossed. There's still the music, you know, that's going, taking away everything. Jaya, 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 nilo, premo, dhano, koruna, prachu. With your harmony, will become so wonderful. Feel like coming to you now, just now, running.
Hare Krishna. Pune is not so far from Chennai, Prabhu.
Yes.
Thank you, Sukakara Krishna Prabhu. We have another hand raised from Sudhakar Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Sudhakar Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. It was a very good lecture for me because I never read about the Chaitanya Charitamrita Granth, and now after hearing this lecture, I think I will definitely read that book actually. I had a small doubt. I read in some lecture from another Prabhu that I'm not sure it is the same Raghunath Das is considered as the avatar of Lord Brahma.
I got a call. I got disturbed. I could not hear.
I had a small doubt, Prabhu. I had in some other lecture by one of the Prabhu, but I don't remember exactly. Is the same Raghunath Das Goswami which you described today is considered as the avatar of Lord Brahma? I heard that Lord Brahma wants to take...
Brahma in Chaitanya Leela is Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur. Brahma is Haridas Thakur. Not Raghunath Das Goswami.
Okay.
Raghunath Das Goswami is different. Raghunath Das Goswami is Rasamanjari. Raghunath Das Goswami is Rasamanjari in the Chaitanya Leela. So we hear this in Gauda, Garnodesha Deepika. He is Rasamanjari and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami is Sri Ragamanjari. That is mentioned.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Prabhu.
Yeah. Thank you, Sudhakar Prabhu. Thank you for the question. Hare Krishna, Megha Mataji. Megha Mataji loves your classes, Prabhu. Let's see what is the question today.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for such a wonderful class, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glory to Srila Prabhupada, Shri Guru, and Shri Gauranga. Prabhuji, I thought always, as you know, your classes, I'm waiting for your classes every time. And listen, if I miss it on, you know, live, then I do come on YouTube and watch your classes. I also subscribe to your BBC Karate classes, so I come there too. But my question about today's class is, you know, you all said we should learn the humility from Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. So, you know, sometimes, and he was the one who was thinking that, you know, even if he hears someone's, blasphemy or something, even if it's right, he will say, I don't want to hear it. And then he'll walk away and everything, right? So as a preacher, sometimes, you know, some preachers, I can talk about, you know, when I start, and sometimes I may feel something about devotee or something. So if I ask my, you know, mentors about, you know, this is how I feel, and they have to hear it. And even sometimes I have to hear it from someone who is asking me questions like that, and I'm trying to give the positive response back, thinking, you know, we're all in this hospital, and we're all in this one, you know, you can't laugh at someone else for breaking their legs if you broke your hand or something, right? Some all these things. So how do we, you know, I really do and have felt like walking away a lot of times when I hear these kinds of things, because I don't want to. But then when I asked my mentor about this, he said, as a preacher, you have to be tolerant, and that is part of tolerance. So how do we understand what to do and what is right? Like, if you want to, you know, help someone, then you have to listen to all these bad stuff sometimes you have to, you know, hear, and you don't want to. So how, and Raghunath Bhakti Goswami saying that I don't even want to hear. So what is the right attitude as a sadhaka that we should have?
There are three services that we do: preaching, managing, counseling. They call it PCM. We used to have physics, chemistry, maths in our science days. Then we have physics, chemistry, and maths. We have preaching, managing, counseling. This PCM doesn't leave us. So those who are manager, they're management, they're doing management service, we have to hear faults. Because based on the strengths and limitations, we have to empower devotees, we have to allocate services. So as managers, we definitely have to. And as counselors, we may have to. So when you're doing the service of preaching and counseling, we definitely have to. Sorry, counseling and management, especially. Then we have to go through this. So we do it as a service. And if you see manager and a manager in Krishna consciousness, in ISKCON movement, has to be spiritually very elevated. Otherwise, the head will spin. And counselor has to be also very, very elevated in order to hear the faults, hear the mistake. He should be like a doctor. The doctor is seeing all the disease, he's seeing the vomit, he's seeing all the abominable substance. Still, he's in the mood to serve and help, not in the mood to judge. Right? So only if we have these qualities, we should take up the service. If you're unable, so then, at least we can block the names. I don't want to hear names. You can tell the fault. Let's try to deal with problem rather than the person having the problem. So don't take the name. You just tell, I will just tell you.
Just say that in general.
So that what happens is mentally we don't offend that Vaishnava.
Yeah, I don't want. Right. Okay. That's a very good advice. Don't mention the names. Sometimes, you know, because of the closeness of relationships, I sometimes get to hear the names, and I don't want to, because I don't want to feel like that, right? And it's not, I think, you know, me myself have passed through that kind of phase for the same devotees at times, right, in the beginning. So I understand when someone is also new coming and feeling the same way. But to help this person really, because it took me a long time to come out of that kind of stage. So to help someone else come out of that when I felt the same way, it's very difficult. And, you know, at times I don't want to offend any Vaishnavas, right? And I try to, even if a neophyte, as you said, you know, even the new Vaishnavas that are going to come, he was, you know, paying obeisances. So a neophyte is also potential great Vaishnava in future. So we don't want to even offend a neophyte, you know, what to speak of any great exalted Vaishnava. So it's very difficult. So I think I just ask for your prayers and blessings, Prabhuji, that I can, you know, do the right service and the right attitude.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Megha Mataji. Very, very important and useful question for many of us. I actually see sometime our manager, Her Grace Shyama Gauri Mataji, she sometimes has to take some decisions, and then she is very, you know, putting messages in group, why she did that. But sometimes she has to be in a position where nobody else can jump, but she has to jump in. So PCM, Prabhu, very nicely said.
Yeah, very nicely.
It's not easy. It's not easy. It's very difficult, actually. It's very difficult.
Right.
But yeah. Thank you, Megha Mataji. Very beautiful question. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Dhanva Pranam.
Our senior devotee, His Grace Parlad Anand Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Krishna Prabhu. Radhas Prabhu Dhanva Pranam. I'm sorry. I'm down with flu and my voice is choking, but I thought I must take part in this satsang. That's why because I like the association so much, you know, I cannot meet. But anyway, first of all, then we pranam to Sanatan Das Prabhuji. Sanatan Das Prabhuji, I apologize because I cannot come on the camera that which you like so much. But I'm so sorry for that. Another thing is, I like your singing so much, right? I felt ecstatic as soon as you started singing. But one thing I want to suggest is, if it is convenient, keep the harmonium a little low so that I can hear your voice properly. You know, it's becoming a little bit more, so not hearing your voice. So if you can do that, that's one thing.
Yes.
Another
thank
thing
you,
is, all,
I'll do that.
All, yeah, Prabhuji, it is so ecstatic, I tell you, especially both the bhajans you say. Another thing about Chaitanya Chaitamrita, whatever you have said, Chaitanya Chaitamrita, so I remember when I was very young, I'm 60 now. And when I was about 25, 26, there's the first time I read Chaitanya Charitamrita. And I said, wow, this is so much. So much so that each karcha, I wrote it down in Sanskrit, in the book itself, I mean, in the Hindi, because it is written in Bengali. I couldn't read Bengali, but there was English below that. So I translated it into Hindi, you know. And each karcha, I wrote down Hindi, so that next time when I read, I can sing the Hindi, which I've written, I mean, you know, in my own handwriting. So it's just such a beautiful jewel, you know. Chaitanya Chaitamrita is the topmost, Prabhupada says. And, you know, that's a gist. I heard Radha Govind Swami praise it so much all the time in his lectures. So, you know, I thank you very much for all your association and all anchoring help you give to all of us, Prabhuji. Thank you very much, Haribol. Thank you for your time. Haribol.
Thank you so much, Prahladana Prabhu. Thank you for coming on the question, even though we understand you are not feeling well. Thank you so much. Please stay with us all the time. Your blessings are very much needed by all of us. Thank you so much, Prahladana Prabhu. Prabhu, we have our very young and enthusiastic devotee, Ayan Prabhu. He is on the call every day, Prabhu. It's such a young age. Listening to Srimad Bhagavatam classes and attending is already austerity, I think. So, Ayan Prabhu, Hare Krishna, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Prabhu, Dandavat Pranam. It was a very beautiful class. Though I was not able to attend the whole class, but I will hear the first half in YouTube. I'm so sorry, Prabhu. I have a very silly and small question that a few days ago I started reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. And there Srila Prabhupada, his writing that, wrote that any deviation from that line while will bewilder the reader's understanding of the mystery of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is transcendental literature made for postgraduate study of one who has realized all Vedic literature such as Upanishad and Vedanta Sutra and their natural commentaries such as Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. I have not completed Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, so can I read Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhu?
Hare Krishna. You need to understand that Prabhupada has written this statement. One has realized the Vedic truths, can go ahead. That in the introduction, he gives the qualification of a person who can read Chaitanya Charitamrita. That is to get us in the right mood of humility that we are not actually qualified. Yes, we are actually not qualified, but because we have the wonderful purports and the presentation of Srila Prabhupada, yes, we have his blessings, we definitely can read it. Because none of us are going to realize the Vedic truth without going through the Chaitanya Charitamrita. But because Prabhupada is presented as is written for all of us. If you were to go by the book, by the law, then no, only if you have realized, then person will be deprived of this literature for lifetimes. Right? So the point is written to make us very clearly understand. I'll tell you, I'll just quote from Antalila, this chapter 5. There was a Brahmana who had come, who had written a poetry on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he had actually written it without knowing proper tattva. So he basically wrote that Jagannath is the body and Chaitanya is the soul. So all poetry is proved by Swarup Damodar Goswami, then they used to go ahead. Right? So Swarup Damodar Goswami got so upset. He said, you're a fool. You don't understand Jagannath Tattva, you don't know Mahaprabhu's Tattva also. Right? He thoroughly chastised, but then he gives him a good instruction also. He gives him a solace. He says, you stay with the devotees of Chaitanya and study the Chaitanya Leela, understand Chaitanya Tattva. Correct. So that is allowed. So that way, one way he didn't know basic Sambandha Gyan also. He didn't know the basics. But he was told to sit in the postgraduate class. That is possible if it is allowed by the Senior Vaishnava Association. Right? So if we have the association of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's associates, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, powerful associate, Mora Senapati Bhakt. Who is that Mora Senapati Bhakt? Prabhupada. So Senapati Bhakt of Mahaprabhu has given us access to Chaitanya Charitamrita. And thus we being grandson of Srila Prabhupada, grandchild of Prabhupada, we definitely can access. There's no wrong, nothing wrong.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Dhanavad Pranam.
Shyamagauri Mataji, I wanted to check. You will invite me again, no?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Thank you for forgiving my delay. I've been delaying this session a lot.
Thank you, Ayan Prabhu. Thank you. It was a very beautiful question, actually. It has been asked so many times in multiple classes in other forums too. So very beautiful question. And what a perfect answer, Prabhu. Thank you so much. We should be in that mood of humbleness before reading that. Yes, we need blessings of our Guru Varga, our senior devotees. Be humble in that mood. That's the only way we can understand Chaitanya Charitamrita, especially the very start. Otherwise, we'll be bewildered. We will think, what is it? So thank you so much, Prabhu. Amazing answer. Love it. Thank you, Prabhu. Prabhuji, there is one more hand raised. Pooja Mataji, last. Hare Krishna. Last one. Please. Thank you, Prabhu.
Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam. Prabhuji, as we all know that the Damodar month, Kartik month is just after one day. So Prabhuji, there is a verse in the few lines of Damodar Ashtak that is Varam Deva Moksha Na Moksham Vadhima Nachanya Vraneha Varesha Dapiha Idanteva Purnatha Gopala Balam Sadame Manasya Virastam Kimanye. Prabhuji, that means ki हे कृष्ण हे दामोदर आपका ये बाल स्वरूप मेरे हृदय में सदैव विराजमान रहे मुझे अन्य लाभ अन्य किसी प्रकार के लाभ की कोई आशा नहीं प्रभु जी हाउ डू वी रीच दिस काइंड ऑफ स्टेज इट इज वेरी मच डिफिकल्ट इन दिस कलयुगा व्हाट इज द आई मीन हाउ कैन वी रीच दैट पॉइंट दैट आई डोंट नीड anything except you, Damodar. I need only you, that you always keep in my heart, remain in my heart. Whatever has done in front of me in the world, I the stage of trauma. I mean, I just want to see you always. How can we reach that kind of?
What's your question?
This is my question.
We need to understand that before we render perfect service, we will do mechanical service. But we have to add some ingredients in our mechanical service. This ingredient is respect. Kintu adarat anudinam. This adar or respect comes when we hear from great souls. They teach us respect. Respect towards Shastra, respect towards holy name, respect towards the Lord. This all increases after every Bhagavatam class, provided we hear it with attention, rapt attention. So these are the two ingredients we have to add, respect and attention. If we add this in our mechanical practice, eventually that mechanical practice will get converted into wholehearted practice of Bhakti. Yes. So at our stage, we are going to sing from tomorrow onwards. Yes, this particular verse also you're going to sing. But what we can do is we can try to meditate on the meaning. That is why after the Damodar Ashtakam is done, we recite the meaning also. Right. So we meditate on the meaning also while singing. Then meaning should be so inherent that we keep Varam Deva Moksham. Now one word we meditate and we sing. We do that. Every day we increase the respect. We increase our attention. This definitely will lead to Raghav. That Mami Chaptam Dhananjaya, the desire to attain Krishna will come. Is it okay?
Prabhuji, respect towards the Vaishnavas. I mean, what do you
first want? Vaishnavas, then Guru, then Krishna. Our respect towards the Vaishnavas is very, very integral part of how we respect Krishna eventually. Because we have to understand Aradhananam Sarvesham, Vishnu Aradhanam Param, Tasmat Paratanam Devim Tadhyanam Samarchanam. The worship of Tadiyas, the Lords, devotees, is more important. So that is a much higher worship. So unless we understand that principle, we will not be able to worship Krishna fully. So, Vande Gurum Isha Bhaktan. Chaitanya Charitamrita starts with Guru first. Guru, then Isha Bhakta, the devotees of Lord. Then Ishan, then devotees, then Krishna, Isha. So we have to go systematically. Yes. So all the necessary ingredients is available by service to lotus feet of Vaishnava. Simple. we do that, it's available. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu.
I would like to thank all devotees for tolerating me this long. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. It was, you spoke about three important pillars of our Gaudiya Vaishnavism, three acharyas you covered. So it should have taken that much time, Prabhu. We all understand. Thank you so much, actually. Thank you for covering that. Thank you, Prabhu. And you're so merciful. You answered Pooja Mataji even though her video was not on.
You should have reminded me before.
I'm going to text you, Prabhu. But then she loves Damodar so much. I said, okay, I will stop. Next time, Pooja Mataji will be with the video on. Okay, Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Such a beautiful class. Just nectar, 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 Prabhu. Nothing else. So, Prabhu, please give your association again in the future. Especially, Prabhu, all the good wishes to you for your Vraj Yatra, Prabhu. May you enjoy your relish your Vraj Yatra and may give us some blessings from your side to all of us, Prabhu, when you're there. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much. So, dear devotees, yes, Prabhu, you're saying something?
Vraj and Mayapur.
And Mayapur. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Please bless
us. Stay for us, Prabhuji.
Yes.
Please pray that we can also go in Karthik. I've been wanting to go for so long.
Prabhu, Mayapur, when are you going, Prabhu? Mayapur, when are you going?
The last week of 24 to 28.
Okay,
dear devotee.
Pranam, Prabhuji. Please keep us in your yatra.
Dear devotees, let us pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. It's getting very late. Vancha kalapataru vesha cha kripa sanam pavane pyo vaishnavo namo namah Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai Guru Swami ki jai Prabhupada ji ki jai Sanatan Dharam Prabhu ji ki jai
Assembly devotees ki jai. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.